When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, we're going to see the process tonight for the first time since last year. When the Sixers lost to the Knicks, how the crowd will react to him in the introduction will be fascinating. Eagles. Hard to talk over this. Eagles, are they an elite Super Bowl contending team or not? What do you make of it? That plus all the calls on all these topics. Spike asking shortly on the Joel situation.
And by the way, time's yours, 215-238-4500 to react to Joe just walking out. Of his, whatever, 8th grade basketball, was it? High school? 10th, okay.
Dude, 8th grade, I was still starting point guard.
The gassers were too much, and he just said,
dude,
see ya.
Starting point guard in 7th grade.
Is varsity?
It might have been a little
high school.
It might have been a little bit of everything, and then you get filtered down to JV. I mean, I don't know if this was a varsity practice or maybe straight to JV practice. I'm not sure. Probably a JV tryout if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. Don't call times yours, please. No one call times yours and criticize me. That would not be. Listen, asthma. It's a legit medical condition.
First time we've ever heard of this asthma.
Never heard him say that he had asthma.
All right, let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. Spike asking shortly. JP, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning. Last time I was on the phone, Brandon Graham said that the boat left. I'm standing at the dock waiting for the boat to pick me back up because I'm convinced these guys are good. Hmm. I do think Sirianni is – I'm still on the fence about him, but these guys are good. These guys are really good.
I feel the same way, JP. I am right with you.
The Sixers, I don't boo. That's not my style. I would probably cheer in the moment, but I probably would cheer just because it's the Sixers. But I don't boo anybody. It is whatever. But at work on Sunday, somebody asked me what I thought the score was going to be. And I said 34-10. And he goes, you really think the defense is going to score? I was like, you're right, 34-9. But he's like, you should have bet. And I said, I'm mush from Bronxdale. Any money is involved, it's going to go to mush.
Put him in the bathroom. Right?
But I got the thing that's no longer around that I think's the winner.
Okay.
Where's Clark Kent going to become Superman without any payphones?
It's already been said.
How about phone booths?
Phone booths was said, so give me something else here.
Rotary dial phones.
Yeah, that Good reminds one. You of the olden days.
SI90440. I still remember my number.
Yep. And also the...
Weird GL9.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact that it would be numbers. Because I remember 884
letters,
was TU4 was 884.
Letters. Yeah.
Letters. TU4.
Yeah, GL94380.
That's weird.
Yeah, right. Oh, and I texted James on the way in. My grandfather was a milkman, John.
Wow.
Of course he was.
Yeah, he was. Albert Hamilton.
Well, that's another classic, the milkman.
Yeah, he was a milkman. He'd get up every day at 2 a.m. and go deliver milk.
All right, let's talk to Spike Eskin, because apparently Spike had a reaction on social media to our Twitter poll question today about how fans will or should greet Joel Embiid tonight. He's doing a superlative job, 2-6 in the afternoons. Of course, best thing he ever did here at WIP was hire John Ritchie as a talk show host. Good morning, Spike.
Good morning, Joe. I just would like to repeat the WIP afternoon show every day from 2-6 with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What is the name? What is the name of the show, Spike?
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I literally just said it.
It is verbose, though. I mean, Spike, I love you, but that's a lot.
Well, some people like to include everyone's name in the show, and some people don't. It's just it's a personal decision.
Wow. Caller makes a point.
What about if your inclusivity harms the nature of the product?
Correct.
Well, I wouldn't say that that is the case thus far. So if it would somehow get in the way of us fitting all the content in, we might have to have a meeting.
Nice.
No. We've been okay so far.
Spike, how's it, by the way, real quick, before we get to the sports scene, how has it been for you about a year into this now? You enjoying it?
Oh, it's excellent. I love First of all, I love being back at IP. Second of all, working with Ike and Jack is exactly how I hoped it would be. You know, I know those guys really well, and we have a great relationship, and I have fun every day. And then the third thing is I don't really get any emails or have any Zoom meetings or anything, which is a remarkable plus. So I'm very, very happy to be back and very, very happy to be doing the show with the guys.
How did I convince you that eating a mayo sandwich was really that bad? Because it's not bad at all. I would like to eat a mayo sandwich.
Ew, stop.
Well, I think
I used to eat bread with mayo on it just as a snack.
I understand your perspective on this, but to know Ike is to know that not only does he hate mayonnaise, he hates anything that like looks like mayonnaise. If there's something on a sandwich that just happens to be melted white cheese or something, but it appears to be mayonnaise, he won't eat it. So, and then I thought, of the three things that we all promised to do, the thing on YouTube that would get the most reaction is Ike having to choke down the mayonnaise sandwich. Nobody cares if Jack's son's name is Juan. I mean, really, it'd be very funny, but there's no like result to that. But I think for the listener, Ike eating the mayonnaise sandwich will be the
visual could be kind of gross though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Very gross.
Which would be good.
All right, I want to see him gag.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There you go.
I won't deny that desire also.
All right, Spike, let's get to this Embiid thing. So we have this poll today because I do think it's going to be fascinating to see how people react to him tonight. And I know you had a reaction on Twitter that we even included the possibility of booing Joel pregame introduction. So here's the argument for why he should be booed. And let me be clear, I would not boo him, but I felt confident enough that, you know, any number of people would, and that's why I thought it merited being in the poll. So he probably played through the Olympics when he shouldn't have if he was injured.
Uh-huh.
He was part of them all not properly alerting the public that he wasn't ready for the start of the year. He does have a history of not rehabbing or being ready to be in shape on time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have some comments recently that were very, I'm me, you're not. Like, I do a lot for you. And while I appreciate he's come back from a lot of injuries, I mean, the guy's also made hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's not exactly a martyr. So I love Joel big picture, but I'm frustrated with him. There's many people more frustrated than I am, and that's why I thought boo as a possibility for the poll was warranted. What is your reaction to our poll and the whole thing today?
Well, there's no chance he's getting booed tonight by Sixers fans. 0% possibility. Now, I want to be clear, you'll probably hear boos because it's the Knicks, and I would guess 20% of the crowd will be Knicks fans, especially given how the Sixers have started. My guess is they've bought up a lot of tickets. But I've been to a lot of Sixers games in my life, and when the best player who is introduced last in the intros happens, everybody cheers really loud. It's his first game back. They've been bad without him. And I think all you need to do is go back to thinking about Donovan and McNabb and how polarizing it was as a conversation. But when Donovan came back with Washington, everybody cheered him. And when his number got retired, everybody cheered him. And all that stuff went out the window when you're there and you're supporting your team. So I don't think there's any chance. Maybe a person here or there.
I disagree with you, Spike. I really do.
I think
so. Let me give you the argument why there will be more. This is the moment before the game.
Yep.
When the segment of the fan base that's disgusted demonstrates that disgust toward the player that they feel has not lived up to his end of the bargain. I mean, this is a moment. Like, I wouldn't boo him in the game. And again, I wouldn't boo him pregame. And I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't boo him in the game. But this is an opportunity to say, I rebuke the way you've handled this situation. I mean, my team is in a 2-7 hole in part because you weren't ready and did not tell us that you weren't ready.
Time out. First of all, whether he tells us or not, I agree with you on that. But whether he tells us or not doesn't change whether he plays or not. So whether they told us or they didn't tell us, that had nothing to do with whether he plays. The second thing is, and people, I understand the other side of the Olympics thing, but Joe, if there were an Olympics of radio, and the U.S. Radio Commission, and it was the and there was a competition, and it was the first 2 weeks of football season, and you had to miss the WIP morning show for the first 2 weeks of Eagle season to represent your country to prove that the United States has the best radio in the world. I know you would do it. There's no chance you wouldn't do it. I know you would do it.
He would definitely do it.
And it's the right
thing
to do.
Well, I'm an egomaniac.
And I would rip him.
No, Spike. The truth is
that doing something for your country is more important than your job. Your country is more important than your job. Your family is more important than your job. Your friends are more important than your job. So, like, and I want to take everybody back to before the Olympics. I know it was a question, but I would say most people were okay with him playing in the Olympics.
I agree.
And they don't win the gold if he's not on the team. They don't beat Serbia. They lose the game. So, if you're asking me, is that worth missing the first 9 games of the year? I would say yes.
Oh, I would say no. No way, Spike. No way.
Well, then you guys are traitors to our country. I think that's a fair thing.
I mean,
wow, that is sort of un-American of you, Joe.
Yeah.
If Joel led to a gold medal for the United States of America.
You could argue he did with that semifinals game.
With the Serbia win.
For the love of God. Look, Spike.
It's true.
It was great what he did in that game. Other games, he wasn't very good.
Okay,
gold medal
but that
game.
Does. But if Joel wasn't on the team, Spike, you're saying that we wouldn't have.
Well, because of that one game.
What we had Jay Wright on the show, who is very tied into USA basketball last week, and he also specifically said, if Joel is not on the team, we don't win the gold because of the Serbia game. All you need to do is go back
that
and watch the Serbia game.
Provide a compelling argument necessary this summer, Joe.
And the other thing I'd say about the Olympics is one of the things we've had trouble with him every year is having the proper context as to what's more important, individual awards or the team winning, which is why he played in back-to-backs that he shouldn't have, which is probably why he was more run down at the end of the year, which is why he cared about scoring titles and playing too many minutes, all of these things. And he comes back from the Olympics after being surrounded by the best players in the world, and now he has a different perception of that. And he comes to camp for the first time, having lost a bunch of weight, and I don't think it's an accident that being surrounded by these players who know what is important actually had an effect on who he is.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
You don't.
He hasn't played.
You don't know for sure ever with anything. But I also don't know.
Well,
for sure.
You can't make that statement since he hasn't played.
Sure, I can. Because just like you can make the statement that if he didn't play in the Olympics, he would have been ready in the first 2 weeks.
No, I just said I never wanted him to play. I was very strong about that. Spike,
here's what I think you're missing as it relates to this poll and this whole topic. I want to read you. So I had two different people in the last week telling me they, quote, hate Embiid, okay? Now, I want to read a part of a text I got from a buddy of mine. He played college basketball in our town, okay? I'm not going to say the name, but this is what this guy wrote me a couple days ago. He says, also, I am so effing annoyed at the Sixers and Embiid. I took away my son's Embiid stuff. I don't want him or my daughter wearing it. Hate him, and I don't care how productive he is when he plays. Like, Spike, there are people furious.
Spike, how many games will he play?
You're missing that. You're missing that, man.
No, I'm not missing it. I understand it. I just know that in the game tonight, when everybody's there waiting to watch the Sixers, they didn't pay to go boo Joel Embiid. And I can also say that your friend who played college basketball in this town, who hates somebody he doesn't even know, is a psychopath. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but
that,
Spike, we're talking about sports hate. I mean, you know,
there's a difference.
You know what
Come
we're
on.
Talking about, Spike.
I wouldn't say I hated. I wouldn't say I hated somebody. I don't ever say that. I mean, that's look. There's my.
I hate Ben Simmons.
And my other thing is that I don't care.
I hate Ben Simmons. I have no problem saying it.
Yeah,
I hate that guy.
I feel good saying that, actually. I think I need to say that more.
Yes, John, say it.
I hate Ben Simmons. Ah.
Spike, is this the weak stuff you peddle 2-6?
Ben Simmons.
Is this what 2-6 is? Weak?
Well, and by the way, I want to be clear. I have no problem if anybody boos. Like, I'm not boo police. If people feel like they want to boo anybody at any time, I have absolutely no problem with it. This is not like an objection to the booing. The my perspective is it's not going to happen. If it happens, it'll be Knicks fans. I think you are – there's a very big difference between how people feel when they're on Twitter or they're calling your radio show and then they're in the stadium. Like, all I heard – by the way, you remember when they signed Michael Vick. So Michael Vick does the most heinous thing ever to dogs, right? And inexcusable. And all we heard was all this controversy about Michael Vick, about how hated he'd be and not welcomed. And the very first time he got introduced as a Philadelphia Eagle, he got a standing ovation. And Donovan McNabb, all we did was fight about Donovan McNabb. I'm sure there are plenty of people who in Philadelphia said, I hate Donovan McNabb. And Donovan McNabb came back with Washington and everybody cheered him. There is no way that leading up to the guys, by the way, a guy who's won MVP, probably the most talented player who's ever played for the Philadelphia 76ers, he comes back against the Knicks. And that people are going to boo during the intros. It's just not going to happen. I don't disagree that people might feel like in the moment when they saw your poll that they might do that. But also, I don't think those are the same people that go to the games, that will spend $100 a ticket, spend their
night. But they're the ones that spent their money and he didn't show up for 2 weeks.
Right. And now they'll be happy that he's back.
Spike, how many games together prior to the postseason are we going to see Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey on the court?
All three of them. 40?
Oh, no way. Not that many. 40?
Well, Maxey's going to play all of them after he gets back, so you can cross him off of it. And then you're really just getting rid of the back-to-backs, one half of the back-to-backs. So now I don't know if they're, I think sometimes their strategy like this week will be, hey, we'll play both of them in the first game and then we'll see what happens. I don't think Embiid's going to play against Cleveland, but I suppose Paul George might. But I think 40 is a number it could hit.
That is ambitious. And I'm surprised that your number's that high. I love it though.
That's before any Paul George or Embiid new injuries, which are guaranteed to happen.
Okay. Look, dude, I don't think they're going to win the title this year. I don't think this, like, if you made me bet,
I don't think this
is going to work. Yeah, that would be my bet. But it is still the best possible plan they have at the moment, which is
all you can do. Yeah, to try it. Yeah.
And again, just to go back to the Joe thing to wrap it up, I understand why people are upset with him. I get it. I understand it. I've certainly had plenty of moments of frustration. I have been frustrated with the way that the organization has treated the messaging of all of the injury stuff. And I've communicated that both on the air and to them directly. But like at the end of the day, he is still the best player on the team. At the end of the day, I want to see him play well. And John, you've said this a million times, players mostly react poorly to boos and well to cheers. And I think we know all of that. And I don't think that there's now, if they're halfway through the game and he is 1 of 10 and they're down by 18 points, they'll get booed. I have no doubt that that will happen. But I think in the intros, I think that's an enormous long shot that you hear boos from anything but Knicks fans.
Spike, enjoy the game tonight and we'll be listening 2 to 6. Thank you, Spike, very much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Espen. There he is, Spike Espen. Boy, there's a lot in there that I disagree with what he said. A lot. But it's all right. I mean, I think he's misreading how much there are some people really angry.
They are.
Really angry.
No, like you say it. I have a neighbor, you know, walks his dog and, is always checking in with me on the Eagles. And I just brought up the Sixers. I said, yeah, and then the Sixers, he goes, I could care less.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, that was it.
Now, look, I get his point, and this is a reasonable point. In the moment, 4 guys' names have been said. You're excited. You're one minute away from Joel playing. You know how bad they are without him. You know that. We saw it last February and March. We've seen it this year in the first 9 games. We know what it looks like without him. It is exciting to have him back. However, I mean, if there's a moment to give a rebuke for what has gone down, that's the moment. He's being introduced. It's like, dude, I don't like the way you and you all, you the team, and you the player have handled certain things. That's the moment to send the message.
And if they see him lollygagging up and down the court, that probably won't go
that
over well.
Well, that too. And, you know, look,
he's got to play himself into shape.
Anyone think he's playing 35 minutes tonight? No. I mean, come on. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, morning team.
What's up, Chuck?
Joel Embiid, oh, he's coming to save the day. Oh, Joel, oh, he's back. Kiss my ass, Joel Embiid, because you should have been out there. This team needed you, and you was gone. And you know what? The thing about it is you're selfish and you're about selfish. Spike Eskin should be ashamed of himself. To sit here and to take up for this man the way that he does is sickening. It's disgusting, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I hope they boo his ass out the building tonight. That way he'll want to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I want out of Philadelphia. Maybe he'll think that because he don't deserve cares from us. You know what I'm saying? He gives us, listen, let me tell you what Joel Embiid does, right? Joel Embiid gives us false hope every year. You know, this thing is centered around him. He is enemy number one, okay? I don't even blame the Sixers as much as I blame Joel Embiid because they built team after team after team around this guy. And now all of a sudden, oh, I can come back and play now. He's all about attention, all about himself. He's not about accountability. He's not about team. And you sit up there and say you did so much for the city. You ain't do nothing for the city, man. You did a doggone zero for the city, a donut for the city. And I tell you.
Well, he's done more than that, but he shouldn't have acted like he's been, you know.
He ain't done a damn thing for the city. He ain't done nothing more than AI did for the city. He ain't done
Well, he's done less. He's done less than AI, of course.
He ain't done nothing more than Charles Barkley done for the city. He ain't done a damn thing for this city. What has he done? Nothing more than Donovan done for this city. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Donovan did a lot more for the city than Joel did.
He's done a lot more for this city than what he did. Joel Embiid is a big fat zero, and I can care less if he came back tonight and dropped 50, okay? No one cares about him coming back tonight and dropping 50. He's saint. And submarine this season single-handedly, and the least he can do is come back tonight and play for his team.
Okay, all right, Chuck, we got you, my man. You can win this Flyers tickets here. What makes you think of the old days? Oh, he's gone.
Wow,
I just wish we could tell where Chuck stood. You know, I'm just not sure where Chuck stands on this.
Again,
you know,
and that's James. That's my point about the conversation with Spike. Spike was acting like no one's going to boo.
Yeah,
of course, there's some people they're going to boo. I don't know if it's 1,000 or 3,000, but there's going to be some people that boo. I mean, Ben, I mean, that's fire what Chuck was just spitting there.
It was straight fire. I mean, he threw his opinions out there. And I think most of them are well-warranted.
I did too.
You know, I just have a tough time with the whole, you know, you could chastise him about playing in the Olympics. There was no bigger honor than playing with the USA on the front of my chest.
But he should have played if he wasn't healthy.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
But I just said he shouldn't have played if he wasn't healthy.
I would agree with that.
Because Spike was making it like...
But we have no idea that he played not healthy.
But James...
We don't know.
He could have hurt himself there. Well, you know what?
We don't know.
You know what then?
That's part of the risk.
Then he got re-injured and the Sixers lied.
He's always...
It's one or the other. The Sixers lied. The Sixers lied. Of course the Sixers lied. Who thinks the Sixers didn't lie?
Okay, well, you know, Joel could have stepped up and said something.
Everything they say is a freaking lie.
That's part of the boo tonight. Part of the boo, if you boo, is you're booing the whole thing.
And let me point out. Who the owner of the Washington Commanders?
Well, that's right.
Just to throw.
No, you're right.
But here's what I don't and like. I admire. I actually don't admire. I'll take that back. I don't admire Spike's, you know, ability to just support this team regardless.
Well, he's very critical at times.
But the Joel thing, I just don't get. I just don't get because I mean, I think a lot of us just look at him and we're realistic.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, we're going to get to this Joel poll result. Good morning to you. By the way, what a disappointment the Bob Marley movie was last year. Disaster.
Was it? I haven't seen it.
Horrendous.
It's supposed to be terrible.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Tremendous bummer.
Got horrible reviews.
And his family was all about the creation of it, and it just wasn't well delivered. They didn't nail it, which is a shame. So who's the next artist that should do a biopic off? So in just the last 5 years, we've had an Elton John, we've had an Elvis, we had Freddie Mercury.
They did a good one on Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Did anyone see it, though?
Yeah, no one saw it. They did a few years ago. They did James Brown, too, is another one they did called Get Up.
Prince?
What about...
Prince would be a good one. David Bowie would be a good one.
You could do Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson John to Lennon. Me would be holy cow.
Yeah, but that could be
Michael Jackson's a little more fraught.
Yeah, that's
you got the family trying to, preserve.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
All sorts of
yeah,
things.
That's a whole different thing. All right, this song created by a listener. We're going to get to it after this next call. Let's go to Mike in Brewerytown right now. Michael, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How are we?
Doing well, Michael.
Good, good. Hey, first off, I just want to get a little birds talking. I was actually really happy to hear Brandon Granstander having fun out there because it's a lot different than last year. And I do believe that if you're not having fun, you're definitely not going to go that far. So that's awesome to hear, especially coming from a current player that's in the locker room with them. But I do want to get
into... I think he always has fun, like on a different level than everyone else, Mike. But it's good to hear that it's spread and that everyone's positive right now. It does help that you've won 5 games in a row. You know, that always makes everyone a little bit happier. But I do think it translates into hard work for this group of guys and coaches, and it makes them better.
Well, Mike, it's also good when you like each other. I feel pretty confident CJ GJ would not be singing to Cooper DeJean if he didn't like him and respect him. Because otherwise you just wouldn't go there.
Right. That's so true. Exactly. Going into what we're talking about with the Birds being like a Super Bowl contender. So I'm going to be one of those oddball people that are out. Like I'm not saying that we can't be. I just not quite there yet. And not
who's the NFC representative for the Super Bowl for you?
I don't know. Cause so here's, all right, let me give you my explanation and I'll kind of go into it this way. So to me, an elite team, a team that's going to be a true Super Bowl contender, is going to be a team that finds a way to win. It's not just always a dominant team that's going to be, that's blowing the socks out of everybody. It's going to be a team that always finds a way to win. Like, obviously we're going into the Chiefs, like how they, they're not blowing teams out of the water, but they're always finding ways to win. Same thing we go into Baltimore. They're a good team. They're an elite team, but they're, finding ways to win.
Both AFC teams.
Right. I know. So again, with that being said, I mean, Washington. All right, so let's go that. You want to go that way? Washington, finding ways to win games, right? With us.
I think we're a better team than Washington, and I think the line reflects that.
The Eagles are probably a better team than Washington, Mike. That would be, I got to see Washington hardcore to know, but the Eagles are probably better.
Probably, but look about it like this. All right, our defense, right? I think we're still trying to find basically our identity. Like the way I keep looking at our defense is, we had that huge lead with Jacksonville and then we just kind of gave it up. That's not finding a way to win. That's kind of finding a way to lose. We played well against the Cowboys, especially on the defensive end, but let me see that many turnovers on a better elite team, not the Cowboys that stink with a backup quarterback. Even their starting quarterback stinks. Let's be honest. So the way that defense performance, like, it was phenomenal to watch. I loved it. I enjoyed every second of it. But let me see that with an elite team, and let me see you play to that level on defense and not just give it up.
No,
Commanders favored to win this game?
Honestly, yeah. I would not be surprised if we did not win this game. And I think it's going to be close. I'm not saying
you're
that
missing
we're
missing my point. The Commanders are not favored to win this
3.5, right?
Yeah, which is close, though.
3.5. Yeah.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. What makes you think of the old days?
I'm going to go with the hairstyle, the afro.
Oh, the afro, ooh. Yeah. So that's a lot of, it's kind of recent. I mean, just to be clear, when we began this earlier, we weren't talking about the
70s. Talking 1920s.
Yeah, I referenced about 100 years ago, which afro is 100 years ago.
A speakeasy would be a good answer.
All right. We were referencing about 100 years ago, not things that drifted, into, more recent years. So anyway. All right, we got a song. I got to tell you, I like it. And we'll see if others like it. There's a listener to our program. His name is Mike. And on his own, he put a song together for us, John. Like, why? I don't know. I guess he likes the show. So, Mike, we thank you before we even play it. Let's listen to this. We can judge it. Judge harsh, judge nice, judge however you want. This is a listener named Mike who put a song together for our program.
Awesome.
It's the morning show. The camera. Richie. Let's go. It's the morning show. We got John and Joe with the latest sports stats and breaking down the action. Who struck them out? Who was up batting? Who scored the touchdown? Who missed the tag? What's going on in the world of sports day by day? John and Joe will break it down play by play. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Chill at home or listen while you driving down the highway. You want the scores to the game? This is where it's at. Them other shows ain't the same. This is where it's at. It don't matter what sport that you like. Tune into the morning show and start your day right. You want the scores to the game? This is where it's at. Them other shows ain't the same. This is where it's at. It don't matter what sport that you like. Tune into the morning show and start your day right.
Pretty good, right?
That's really incredible. Good. Really strong work.
I think we got the ovation for this, this guy named Mike.
Mike! It was awesome,
right?
Man.
Right, Ben?
That is
fantastic.
Legit.
It's really strong.
It's
outstanding.
Yeah. Really.
Now, I got one critique.
Oh, no.
And it's just because, while I can be an arrogant jerk as the hammer, I try not to be in real life. The only thing I don't like is when he has that line, and I think he says it twice, these other shows, they ain't the same. While technically true, because no show's the same, I think what he's saying is we're better than others. And I never like presenting it that way, whether it's true or
but
not
he's
true.
He's not saying that.
Yeah, it's implied.
But
it's implied.
It is demurely appropriate in the respect that it does not.
Also, didn't
come
we just have
say,
the host the afternoon show on like 30 minutes ago and you were ripping him and his show? Being like, this is the kind
of
stuff you're peddling in the afternoon.
I think it was
a pretty strong line
said.
There, Joe.
A lot of material there.
Yeah.
A lot of material to rip.
I think Mike's song is super cool.
I think it's really cool.
I love it.
I think it's a great mic. If you're
can
listening.
Can we play this?
Shout out to Mike.
We can play it from time to time.
Can we do this?
Sure.
Like a lot? Can we play it?
We can play
it.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
Very talented.
Can we use this as a bed?
We can
relax
like,
with the bed. Buddy.
Hold on.
We can use
you
the song.
Got to rein in the bed talk.
Is the bed a possibility for
no.
a segment?
Nope.
No. The
no,
song.
He's rapping.
How about
he'd
this,
be, like,
Sean?
Talking
the
over
song
rapping the
is good for our show. How about that?
Bang.
We don't have to make it more complicated.
Can we revisit the Last of the Mohicans bed?
No, here's what we can do. We can get to the Twitter. But, Mike, we salute you, man. That is really
awesome
well done.
Song.
We'll make sure
thank
we
you.
We'll make sure
and
we incorporate that into the program. That's really good stuff, man. I might ask you to change that one line, but that's good. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Let's all go on the record ourselves, and then we'll get to the poll results. The question, if you were attending tonight's Sixers game, how would you greet Joel Embiid when he's introduced? James, here are the four choices. Which would you pick? You personally. Standing out for the big guy. A normal pregame cheer, a boo, or no cheer or boo. What would you do?
I would do a normal pregame cheer.
Ray, what would you do?
Probably normal. I'm a clapper. You know, yeah. I don't go crazy when that come out, but I clap.
So I want a rebuke, but I'm not much of a booer. I would be choice D, neither cheer nor boo. This would be my moment to not cheer when I otherwise normally would, but I want to show my displeasure with him and them. So I would just be, and I know that might be tough and tight because how do you do that in that moment?
It's tough because you're just
he's about to come out.
You're programmed.
Yeah, here he is.
And that's what I'm saying. Like when they start announcing the names and Matt's doing the names, I'm like, all right, yeah.
I know.
Team.
But I'd like to use it as a moment to show my displeasure. John, what would you do?
I guess I'm clapping. I'm not standing. I'm conflicted. I'm pleased that he's finally showing up.
Well, that's big.
But I'm ticked. I don't know that I can. Yeah, I don't know that I can be effusive.
Why aren't you choice day? I'm just curious. Why aren't you the guy that's like, I'm not going to cheer or boo? You need to get swept up in the moment?
Because I want to show that it's important that he's out there. Like,
well, it is.
It does matter. And I do appreciate that he's going to play.
You know what would have been important if he was out there 2.5 weeks ago and they weren't 8.5 games out after nine games?
Tell me about
ben,
it.
Ben, you know that they're 8.5
it's
out.
It's devastating.
Nine
yeah.
games into the season, they're 8.5 games out of the one seed.
Thanks, yeah. Cavs.
8.5!
Hard to believe.
Ben, which of these four? It's a little fluky. Ben, which of these four would you be?
I'd probably clap. I just, this sounds horrible to say. I just don't care enough. I don't. And I hate to say that because I care about the four teams in the city.
Yeah.
It's just the product that they have put on the floor in the last, I don't know how many years. And the fact that they don't advance through the playoffs, it's just, the effort, it's just, to me, it's just not a product I want to care enough about.
You're not proud.
I'm not proud.
Yeah. I agree with you, and I think watching Nick Nurse this season, it's been a very different Nick Nurse.
He's got no pliers.
We've seen him for two years now, and it's so different this time around. I feel for him to some degree. Yeah. I don't know how difficult it must be. I know that this is not a spot I'd want to be in.
I will just say this quickly before Embiid comes back. I hope people realize the build around Maxey argument is preposterous. I mean, last year they couldn't win a game in February and March without Joel. This year, to start the year, they couldn't win without Joel. Like,
Joel,
how are you
going to
build around a guy
that
plays 40 to 50 games?
Well, no, but my point is, it's not trade Joel to build around Maxey and think he can be the centerpiece of a title. He's not even close to that. And I love the guy. He's not even close.
But I don't even think it's built around Joel because this guy doesn't play.
I get that. That's the big argument. All right, John, how do you think the poll results came in? Which group here won the poll?
Repeat this again.
Standing O, normal pregame cheer.
I think
boo.
B is normal pregame cheer wins.
It does. So it gets 35%.
Wow.
34% for standing O.
Okay, that's incredibly close.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. 31%, which is not a small number, are saying not to cheer for him. 31%, because
that's a lot more than I expected.
Right? 17% say no cheer or boo. 14% say boo. So when you have 31% saying don't cheer the main player, that's a significant poll result. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the team better this year or last year. At this point right now, as awful of the start in my eyes that they got off to, I thought they looked terrible again. They are one drop away from being an 8-win team, and I don't see any other possible losses out there. So, in my opinion, I think they'll look better this year.
Well, I think this team is better than last year's team. I think this Eagles team is better.
At this stage, I don't.
We can talk about it. It is interesting to compare.
What they should do with Joel Embiid tonight, there's only one answer. Do absolutely nothing. Silence. It would be a message just saying, all right, guy, go out and prove it, big boy. Let's see what you can do. Time's yours.
Well, it's interesting. If 20,000 people were silent, it would be quite a message.
Spalding, you're playing golf today. No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis. You're playing golf. But what about my asthma? I'll give you asthma. Time's yours there, Joe.
Yeah. We got a Caddyshack reference right there. Not bad. Is that it, Seltzer? No more ripping me. I don't appreciate it. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The time's yours line. Though. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. What makes you think of the old days? Now, we define them as around 100 years ago. Drive-in movie theater was said. Coal-burning furnaces were said. Good answer. The Sears catalog, the phone booth, old Christmas songs, the rotary phone, the hanky should have been said. It was not. Would have voted
for
that.
I like the coal-burning fireplace.
Me too.
Yeah. That's the best answer.
I mean, that's the closest to 100 years ago.